to say that God got a word for me this morning. God's got a word for me this morning. There's somebody come looking. Somebody come expecting. Well, I guess two people did. It's like Sister Yvonne. Friday comes, I start already thinking about church on Sunday. I start thinking about how I need to get ready for church. I start thinking about, do I need to buy some stockings? Do I need to get my hair done? And whatever I need to do, because I get excited about church is coming up on Sunday. I start thinking about what song we gonna sing. Like, even though it was a busy weekend, thank God for my new grandbaby. You were half the night, but all during that time I kept singing over and over in my mind and in my spirit. I couldn't get that song out of my head. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns forever and ever. I kept singing this song over and over and over. And I kept singing that. Oh, hi, yada, bo, shaka. Woo! Hey, yada, bo, shaka. It kept going over and over and over. And my spirit. Woo! I just need 10 more minutes to lay here. I just need another few minutes just to lay down. But in my spirit, I kept hearing that song. He reigned forever and ever. Oh my God, our God is a healing God. Our God is a holy God. It kept raining over and over and over in my spirit. And the more I laid there in bed, that song kind of drugged. About 7 o'clock, 7. By 10:30, she said, "Mama, I'm hurting." I said, "Well, come walk. Walk around, get on the treadmill, walk." She said, "I'm gonna walk, and this baby coming, and TK start his new job on Monday. So I need to have this baby this weekend so he don't have to take off from the new job." I said, "Yeah, you're right." She said, "I'm gonna go, I'm gonna put it on incline." I said, "Go, yeah, do that." So she went downstairs, she came back in about 2 minutes. I was talking on the phone. She said, "How long she went?" I said, she said, 2 minutes. I said, "How long you went, Kiki?" She said, 2 minutes. I said, "That ain't long enough. You gotta go walk a long time." She went back down there. She walked about 10, 15 minutes. And then she started walking around. She came upstairs. Tasha was over there. She sat down in that chair. "I need to go to the hospital." I said, "You ain't ready. You're not ready. I might be preaching that thought, babe. I'm gonna go and do it. I'm gonna start walking, and as I walk, God's giving me stuff. How you do that when I walk sometimes? Thank you, I appreciate it. You so helpful. I got the sweetest husband ever. Thank you." So, anyway. We talk, I'm getting somewhere. I know y'all talk about y'all baby, whatever, it ties into my message. So, the name of my message is, by the way, is GPS. And it ain't the GPS you think it is. Is God provided sense? Cause some folks ain't got no sense. They need some God provided sense. Some people ain't got no common sense. They need a GPS. They need God to step in and give them some God provided sense. They need God to step in and tell them what to do and how to do and what to do and what to do, everything to do. They need some God-provided sense because they're making all the wrong decisions and all the wrong choices and all the wrong moves and going down all the wrong paths and doing all the wrong stuff and all the wrong times and all the wrong seasons and all the wrong people and all the wrong times. They need some God-provided sense. So anyway, she finally came back up there, and she sit there and said, "I need to go to the hospital." I said, "No, you don't. You're not ready yet." And she flopped down in that chair. This don't make no sense right here. I said, "How long are your contractions?" "I don't know." I said, "Well, you need to time them." Anyway, I said, "It's going to be a long night. I see it coming." So anyway, saying all that to say this, it started about 10-something. About 10 minutes to 1, they called me on the telephone from downstairs. They killed me with that one. TJ called me. "Mama, can you come downstairs?" I go downstairs. She's sitting down there with a cup. "What are you doing?" "I can't take this no more." "Well, babe, what you want me to do? Look at you?" "I don't know." I said, "Okay, here we go. Go to the doctor. I want to go to the doctor. They're going to send me back home." "Well, you know what? You can't stay here. I already had this dream that you had this baby here, and that's not going to work. So you got to get out of here. You got to go." So anyway, they left. So I knew at 1 o'clock when they left that my night was going to be long. It was over. So all night long, I call Yvette. She wasn't asleep. She wasn't asleep. She left me hanging. So I was up all night long. All night long. They calling me back and forth. So I was tired. And I'm saying this for a reason. Sometimes the Bible, sometimes we don't understand when the scripture says the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Your flesh will make you do some stuff when your spirit wants you to do otherwise. But your flesh will try to make you go contrary to what God wants you to do. And I tell you, my flesh wanted to put that phone on silent because I was tired. But I knew this was her first baby. She was scared. She had a dream that she died while she was giving childbirth. And she was scared to death. So I was like, God, I got to go. I gotta get up. So finally, when they called me about 10 times, every time I fall asleep, they called me right back. So I was vest broken. And finally, about 4 something, he called, Mama, she 4 centimeters. I was like, okay. And they about to break a wood. I said, okay. And they gonna let her have baby tonight. I said, praise the Lord. So you and Yvette on the way? Yeah. Mm-hmm. We are. Grandma. So we had to get up already, have not had any sleep. So the night before, Sister Terry was in the hospital. I was up all night with her on the phone. The week before, I was up all night with Brian and Tamika's wedding. So, no sleep. So I said, okay, well, you know, let me get up. I got on up, went down to the hospital event driving like we're in a jet. I said, Jehu, if you don't slow this chariot down, I'm not finna miss my first grandbaby. I said, you got that right, and I'm not finna miss heaven. Okay. Rapture riding in the car with you. But nevertheless, all of that, we didn't even get home until about 6 something yesterday evening. So I had no sleep from about 1 something to over to 6, 7 yesterday evening. And then the Lord wake me up at 5 o'clock this morning. Ooh, I'm like, Jesus, for real? You can't do this on another day. You didn't see that I was up like, you know, all night? GPS. Some of us are so prone to what our flesh wants. The Bible tells us in all of our ways to acknowledge Him. And He shall direct our paths. We are so prone to doing what we want to do. And how we want to do it, that we end up making some of the worst mistakes that we have ever made. Amen. We end up in some of the worst relationships. Right. Woo! Because we don't want to wait on God. Oh, glory to God. Don't make me, I ain't going to act like Jensen Franklin and tell you about Boaz. Oh, no, who said talk about it? Who said that? I'm not going to go down that line. I'm going to let you look it up on YouTube yourself. Jensen Franklin. He said, I am Smith. They say you need to wait on your Boaz. Cause otherwise you gonna marry his cousins. I ain't gonna tell about the cousins. All of them last name N-A-Z. Broke. Tired. Dumb. Lazy. Good for nothing. Crazy. He said, and then the last one will beat you. I said, oh my God. That's what he said. My husband was stuck for 15 minutes like this. We hollered. We said, ah! But I said, I'm not gonna go that route. If you wanna hear that, go to YouTube. But some people are ending up with some folk like that because they don't have God's provided sense. Right. Some people don't use that common sense, as Pam said, ain't common. And some people ain't got none at all. But some people don't listen to the voice of the Lord. Amen. They don't have any discernment. They just do whatever they want to do. They don't have any God-provided sense. So they go around and use, I don't know where they get their sense at. They're listening to the enemy. They're listening to other voices. They're listening to voices that's telling them they act like bipolar and schizophrenic people. People get upset when I said this before. But they act like they have two different personalities. They act like they have another personality where they listen to the voice of the Lord when it sounds good. But it fits their criteria. When it's talking about something prosperous or some prosperity, but when it comes to correction and when it comes to telling them what's right from wrong, they don't want to hear that voice. I come to find out something. People don't like to be corrected. Say that again, Pastor. It's grievous. To them that forsake the way. People don't want you to tell them what they're doing wrong. Yeah. Don't tell me. And I know another thing. People don't like accountability.
You're right.
Oh, man.
You're right.
Don't tell me about what I'm doing wrong. Don't tell me when I haven't got it together and I'm not going to own up to it. Nothing eats me up more than anything when people don't own up to their stuff.
Right.
Own up to it. Yes, I did it. Yes, I was wrong. Yes, I need to get it together. Yes, I messed up. Yes, I had to do it. Oh, good God Almighty. I had to repent for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not less of a man or less of a woman to say I'm sorry. It makes you more. It makes you more spiritual. It's the more spiritual person that can repent and say I'm sorry when they're not wrong.
See it?
Say that again, because some people think I say I'm wrong or I'm sorry when I feel like, see that I said flesh again, when I feel like I'm wrong, but it's a spiritual person that will repent and say I'm sorry when they know they're right.
You're right.
See it?
You're right. that. Good God, y'all quiet in here today. Only humility will let you say, I'm sorry, when you know you're right. Oh my God. Only humility. Only when your spirit is really like Christ will you really say, I was wrong, when you know you're right. But when you have that spiritual God provided sense, you'll do it.
Amen.
But if you're listening to that other sense, that other bipolar, see that bipolar, I don't know if it's the bi or the polar part. That polar is that cold part. That's what I figured out. Polar, that's that cold-hearted, hard part. That's that evil part. Right. So I found that out. Them bipolar people, they have two parts. One part, they be real sweet, real nice, real loving, real kind. Do anything for you. That's the part you like. That's the real friendly, nice part that you be like, oh, they're so sweet, they'll do anything for you. But that polar part, but they'll turn on you like a pit bull. That's that cold but Antarctica kind. They'll flip on you, cuss you out, send you a million fingers up, tell you where to get off at. You be like, oh, where'd that come from? Some people got spiritual bipolar and they're supposed to be saved. You ain't been diagnosed with it, but you got it. Because you got some bipolar demons. Where'd that come from? Yesterday you were all right, and today you acted like this. Where'd that come from? How I get on there? I was talking about something else. But I'm trying to help somebody, because somebody is getting ready to make some decisions, and you need to be careful of your decisions.
Amen.
And if it's not God instructed and God guided, you will end up in having shipwreck.
Amen.
The devil can lead people in places and they think it's God. They think it's God. The devil can lead you to a job.
Amen.
Just because it looked like more money.
Amen.
And it'd be the worst job you ever took in your life.
Amen.
I just told somebody today, all money ain't good money. You can't take every contract. Some stuff is inappropriate. Some stuff ain't good for you. All things ain't good for you to be involved with. All things ain't good for you to be a part of. Just because it looks good on the outside, you don't know what's taking place on the inside.
Amen.
Just because the grass look good, you don't know how they fertilize that grass. You know what fertilizer is?
Right.
Yeah. Some people jump into things and don't know what you're jumping into. You got to have discernment. That's what I'm talking about this morning. You got to be so well in tune with God. You got to have your relationship so built up with God. You got to have a relationship so in tune with God. You got to have a relationship so in love with God and so connected to God that you can hear his voice and you can recognize his leading, so that when he say no, when he says stop, that your heart, your flesh will make you go against the will of God. I don't care what it is. Woo! I don't care how good it look. I don't care how good it feel. I don't care how promises are. I don't care what the results seem like. If God said no, you better back away from it. You better get away from it. You better turn like Joseph and run the other way. You better get away from it.
That's right, amen.
Because God ain't in everything that look like a blessing. And we've got to learn to be humble enough and to be sensitive enough to where we're not so caught up with our own desires.
That's right.
And so caught up with our own will that we're not willing to submit to the will of God.
Amen.
I'm going to say that again. We cannot be so caught up with our own will,
that's right,
our own desires,
yes,
our own way of thinking, that we're not willing to submit to the will of God.
Amen.
Not his permissive will, but his perfect will.
That's
right. See, there are some things God will go on and permit. Lord, have mercy. Why am I on this morning? Is he a permitted just because you so gung-ho after it? He credit them their requests. But it said leanness to their soul. Sometimes God will give you your request just because you bugging him to death about it.
Amen.
Ooh, it's quiet up in here now. Oh, I want it, God. Please, Jesus, please. Oh, give it to me, Lord. Oh, Lord, I just want it. I just want it. Gotta have it, gotta have it, gotta have it, gotta have it. Oh, give it to me, Jesus. I want it. Oh, Lord, just give it to me, Lord. Please, 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 with chair on top. Oh, God, please, please, please. Oh, Lord, please, please, please. Oh, Lord, Lord, God said, I'm tired of you, okay? You know, I told you no, but you won't leave me alone. Just like how we do our children sometimes. And I told you, you can't have it. But because we get tired of them asking us, oh, God, to get the thing.
Yes.
Tired of you asking me for it. Tired of you bugging me about it. Can I go, Mom, please, please, please? Can I go over there? Mom, please, I ain't going to be a Mom, please. I'm just, please, Mom, can I go? Now, everybody go, Mom, everybody got one. Please, can I go? Can I go? I'm going to be good. Now, Mom, please, just did one time. Please, can I go? Can I go? No, you can't go. Moping, crying, all bound up, can't smile, can't enjoy life, can't do nothing, you can't be happy, you can't be content, cause you ain't got what you think you ought to get. You all bound up, you can't do nothing, you can't enjoy life, you can't come to church, you can't praise the Lord, you can't do nothing, you can't go nowhere. I can't never do nothing, you'll never do nothing for me, Lord. You can't enjoy nothing, you ain't got no joy, you can't praise the Lord, you can't do nothing because you acted like a spoiled brat. Can't get what you think you ought to get. You just walk around. I can't never do nothing. I'm just soaking my room. I ain't gonna do nothing. Oh, you acted like a spoiled brat. Get up in the morning, can't talk. You come to church and can't speak. Acting like a spoiled brat. And you sit down in the corner, you can't laugh and talk with nobody. You come to church, everybody laughing and talking and having a good time. You sitting over in the corner somewhere, can't laugh and talk with nobody. You can't socialize because you sulking because you can't get what you want.
Yeah.
Acting like a spoiled brat.
Yeah.
Say it.
You want something to eat now? I don't want nothing. Everybody in church bottled out all on the floor. Everybody come to church, the man or woman of God preaching, and they eating good and having a good time and they enjoying the house of the Lord. You in the house, you acting like a spoiled brat. Everybody eating steak potatoes and salad, and you sitting there, I'm not hungry, I don't want to eat nothing. Well, you ain't got to eat there, but you come to church after the same way. Everybody eating, everybody jumping up, preach, preacher! Oh, you got a preacher, you sit down, won't clap your hand, won't wave your hand, won't do nothing, got you a small brat, can't get what you want!
See it?
Acting like a small brat, cause you begging God for something that he know ain't no good for you. You coming around your parents sulking. What's wrong with you? Nothing. You come to church, everybody asks you, what's wrong with Sister So-and-so? Nothing. Oh God. What's wrong with brother? Nothing. Everybody looking at you, and you walk around like a pilker been soaked in my hungry rain vinegar juice. What's wrong with you? Nothing. Cause you can't get what you want acting like a small brat. Cause you don't have no discernment. You don't know the voice of the Lord. You don't have a GPS, and you don't know where you're going. You don't know what direction you're going in. God trying to guide you, but you lost. So God said, okay. Just like your parents, gonna go. Gonna go. I can go. I can go swimming. I can go to the swimming pool. Go on and go. I don't care. You just about to be home by 6 o'clock. Go on and go. All of a sudden, you break free. Nigga, this is when you should have put the thing or the chains fall off. All of a sudden, you come to church, you shouting and everything. Because you think now God has blessed you. Now you think God has given you your heart's desire. Now you think God has, oh, he done finally gave me my boys. You better talk to Jackson, but you think you done got your boys. All of a sudden you free, you talking to everybody. You run around the church. But you don't realize you in God's permissive will. You ain't got no GPS, you got a metro cell phone. Got a metro sending you in the wrong direction. That sent you in the wrong direction. You thought you were going to Arbor Place tomorrow and you done ended up at the West End. Oh,
you went way back.
Thought you were going to Lenny's and they done send you to Shannon where they done closed it down. Because you didn't want to listen to the voice of the Lord. You didn't want to listen to the priest's lips that have the knowledge. And you know, I found out something. My husband said the other night, he said, when he was in a Bible study, he said, baby, they want to have counseling. I said, no, they don't. He said, they want you to teach a marriage. God said, no, they don't. No, they don't. Some people don't want the truth because they can't handle the truth.
That's right.
They just like a few good men. They can't handle the truth. Because they know that what they're doing is not right. So they don't call for counseling. And then they sure ain't gonna call me. are not going to call me. Mm-mm. We don't want you. We want the other Pastor Martin. We don't want the prophet. No, we not want her. We want him. Because he a little bit more reserved, nicer. Who said nicer? That's up for you. There you go, Lala. Keep it 100, whatever that means. I keep it that. But people don't understand that. This is what get me, what I don't understand, and what how I was came up when I got saved. I wasn't raised in the church, but when I got saved, I was scared to do stuff. People have lost the respect, and people have lost the sense of reverence that I don't want to be outside of the will of God. I don't want nothing that God don't want for me. And I don't understand that. I don't understand how anybody want anything that God don't. I don't want a piece of bread from the grocery store. And my grocery list for this week. Should I buy this pack of meat or should I get this one? Lucy, some of y'all don't even think like that. You don't understand it. Say it all thy ways. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. In all thy ways. I don't want to be outside of the will of God and nothing. But some people don't have that respect for God no more. They don't have that reverence for him no more. They just so caught up in self-will and self-absorbed and so selfish and self-centered that it's all about self. And what you don't understand, what you don't recognize, what you don't realize is it's the same spirit. Because he said, I.
Yeah.
It was all about I. It was all about him. It was all about what he wanted. I'm going to ascend. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to make my kingdom, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to be like the Most High. It was all about what he wanted, not about what God wanted. Don't you recognize, don't you realize that once you get saved, we don't allow him to. Sometimes, but even when me and my husband went, I know that there's a contrary type subject that come up. I know certain words trigger certain things.
Right.
I don't curse. Whatever. But some words, if I said to him, you'd think I cursed him. Like stupid. Woo. If I say stupid, you think I might put it have been. And I promise you, That's one of the first things the devil tell me to say. You're so stupid.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. It be just done. That's the first thing in each argument that they'll say, call them stupid. Just say stupid. Something about that word. And then don't put an N at the end of that. Woo! Look at Stephanie. She knows what I'm talking about, don't she? Yeah. We gotta get some prayer on that one. It's just certain words. Stupid. You should call me stuff like that. I cuss. Thank God they say, well, really? Be thankful. You're just so disrespectful calling me a name like that. Stupid, really? But you think I cursed him out. But I said stupid. So I changed it up. Yeah, I did too, Stephanie. So I said, okay, he got a problem with that. I'm just start saying ignorant. Ignorant. Oh, now what you trying to say? You just acting ignorant. That didn't work. I know. So I changed it up again. I said, you just lacking wisdom right now. Nah, he ain't like that either. What you trying to say? Just because you got your little school degree. You give me the word I can call you then. So I had to start praying, Lord, help me even in this to guide my words so that my words are not provoking even in an argument.
Amen.
And some of y'all don't do that.
Amen.
Some of y'all say anything.
You're right.
Oh, stop the good happy music, Jake. Stop the happy music. Some people will say anything when they get upset. God provided sense. Will say anything when they get angry. When they get vexed. When they get teed up. Oh, they about to make me go lose my mind up in here, up in here. Up in here, up. Somebody about to make me lose my mind up in here. Up in here. Ain't that right, Brian? Get upset. But we have to ask God to even help us in when we get upset what to say.
Amen.
How to argue the right way. You don't believe that? Jesus got upset and threw the folk at the temple. Threw them out. Threw the money changers out. But he wasn't sinful. And what he did wasn't wrong. He fulfilled scripture. But we got to make sure that we do that.
Amen.
We got to, what I'm trying to get over to you this morning is we got to get into the spirit realm enough that we have discernment to make the right decisions.
Amen.
Because the enemy will have you making decisions that will cause you to make some decisions that mess you up for years to take you to get out of. One decision today can cause you to be like Israel.
Amen.
And take you 40 years to get out of.
Amen.
take you? Cause you 40 years to get out of. Can you imagine just because I made one wrong decision? Because I didn't listen to God. Now I'm stuck. And I'm not just talking about no marital relationship. I want you to understand me plainly. I'm not just talking about relationships. I'm talking about in everything that we do.
Amen.
The devil may be telling you to leave this church.
Amen.
Woo!
See it.
One wrong decision.
Amen.
He may be telling you to walk off your job. Just because it's so hectic and it's bugging you and you're going through a little heat right now. But you can't move before God tells you to move.
See it.
Just because you're tired of people.
Come on now.
In all your ways, acknowledge God. Let him guide you. Let him instruct you. Let him move you. Let him tell you what to do. You need to get down on your knees and say, Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know which way to turn. I don't know how to go, but I need you to tell me what to do. And if you so happen to be in a relationship, all the more.
Amen.
Some people are in some stuff or embarking in some stuff that God ain't in.
Amen.
And ain't nothing like being in the relationship that God has not ordained.
Amen.
You're talking about misery. Been there. Oh my God. We've been there. You better say it. Been there. Life is too short to be misery. Miserable. It's about like that movie Misery for real.
Amen.
That's why you need God's. Let me tell you something. If you don't get to know nothing and nobody get to recognize and be sensitive to the voice of God.
Amen.
You got to know his voice. So that when you got to be so sensitive to God's voice that when he say, when you get in your car, and he said, don't go down this street this morning. Go another street.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
That's
right. You got to be sensitive enough to say, instead of being so caught up with yourself, that you say, I'm going to freeway car. This is how I usually go. And this is the way I go every morning. And if I don't go this way, I'm going to be late. I'm not going that street way. I'm going this way. You got to be sensitive enough. When God say, don't go that way, go this way this morning, that you would do exactly what God, even if you don't see it, but you just obedient enough to follow the voice of the Lord. My sheep know my voice. And when they hear it, they will follow. So many times, God is saying, don't go that way. Go this way. Now hang around for a little while. Don't leave just yet. The other night we were at church and we were getting ready for doing something for the wedding. And I got ready to go so many times, and I stopped, and we do something else. And I kept saying, I'm tired, I'm ready to go, y'all. Come on, let's go. And we stopped, and we do something else. And I said, oh, let me do this. Oh, let me do this. And I stopped, and I said, oh, let me just do this right quick. I said, I'm not saying I'm going to do this tomorrow, but let me just go on and do it tonight. And I did something. I said, oh, let me stop and do something else. And we did something else. And I stopped, and I said, oh, I'm going to go and do this tonight, because I don't want to come and do it in the morning. And let me go and do this. And I kept doing that. I did it for him, ended up staying for about another 10, 15, 20 minutes. Got in the car, and Bree was here, and we went down Camelton Road. On going down Camelton Road, time we got right here almost to Niski Lake, the police had the street blocked off. It was the worst accident ever. Tree had fallen on top of a car, and several cars had been hit by a tree. And we had to make a detour and go. I didn't even know how we were gonna get home, because the way they had the car blocked off, we couldn't turn back and we couldn't turn around. I just said, wow, look at that. Had we left at the time that we originally said we were gonna leave, we would have been going in that same direction. It could have been me and Bree, because she was following right behind me. You don't know how many times God has saved you from the old people used to say danger seen and unseen. We've got to learn to use that spiritual, I'm saying, God provided sense. It's discernment. That's why it's so important to have the Holy Ghost. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you need the Holy Ghost. You need the indwelling filling of the Holy Ghost. He's abide with you if you don't have him, if you have not been filled, but you need the indwelling filling of the Holy Ghost so that he can lead you. He's a leader. He is a guide. He will direct all your moves. He will tell you if you will only listen, but you got to say, God, give me a spirit to receive. Give me a receptive spirit so that I will listen and I will hear what the Spirit is saying to me, not just to the church, but to me. When the Spirit speaks to me, I will hear what you're saying to me. I will listen when you talk to me. When you tell me to get up, I get up. When you tell me to go and encourage somebody, when you give me a word to say, I won't have to wonder, Lord, is that you? It's nothing has ever been so frustrating to me and so heart-rendering to me as to when I didn't recognize the voice of the Lord that would tear me apart. When I had to try to decipher, is this the Lord or is this the devil? What a comparison. Is this you, Lord, or is this the devil? We've got to recognize the voice of the Lord. We've got to know when he's talking to us so that we don't run shipwreck, so that we can always be in his perfect will. We always know when he's telling us what to do, when he's guiding us, when he's leading us, so that we can do like last week when I went to the store and God led me not to buy no tuna fish, and 2 days later they come out and say they had a recall on tuna fish. Woo! We've got to know the voice of the Lord so that when we're caught between two opinions and we don't know what to do, God can say no. And we know it's his voice and be confident in it. Don't have to worry. Don't have to second guess. We can say, God don't want me to do that. God, my God, don't want me to get engaged in that. My God is leading me in another direction. And I'm fully persuaded, like Abraham, I'm fully persuaded of what God wants me to do. I'm not worried about it. I don't have no second guess. I don't have the devil ain't got no hole in it. I know that I know that I know what my God has planned for me. I know his voice. The enemy will not trick me. He will not deceive me. He won't get me to make the wrong decision. He won't get me to go into a seducing spirit to seduce me into error. And what I don't know, I'm going to go to my leaders and get some counsel. There's safety in the multitude of counsel. I'm not going to be so proud and so arrogant and so high-minded and think I got it all together and I know it all, that I can't. I'm too high for counseling. I know how to go to my leaders and say, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? How do you feel about this? What do you think about me getting this car? What do you think about that? What do you think about that? Let me tell you about this. I was offered this. How do you feel about that? You feel anything about that? God speaking to you about that? Do you think that's a good decision? What do you think? That's what the Bible said. They watch for your soul. Ain't nobody, do you not know we don't want to run our life? We got enough to deal with, but we will go to God on your behalf and say, God, we want you to bless them. We don't want you to see you. We want you to be blessed. We want you to prosper. We want you to have the best in life. We want the good for you. So when you come to us, we're going to say, God, okay, they said they got a job offer. They said they getting ready to get engaged in this relationship. God, they said they getting ready to move in a house. God, they said this, they said that. God, okay, we don't know. I don't know what to tell them. Pastor Murray, what? We don't know. So God, reveal to us what you want us to say to them. Do you think they should take it? Do you think they should reject it? Do you think they this? Do you think that? What do you want us to give? Give us a word of wisdom. Give us a word of wisdom to give to them so we can give them, they make the right decision. That's why the scriptures say there's safety. It keeps you safe so that you don't make the wrong decision. But some people don't want that because they think they're trying to run your life. Baby, we ain't trying to run nobody's life. We got enough to run on our own. We want you blessed. God wants you blessed. God wants you to have the best. He said, beloved, I wish above all that you prosper. Do you not know that God wants you to prosper? Look at your name and say, God wants you to prosper. Look at somebody else. God wants you to prosper. Look at somebody across the road and say, do you not know the scripture say God wants you to prosper? God wants you to prosper and be in health. And be in health. Don't leave that part off. And be in health. God don't want you sick. He don't want you crippled. He don't want you diseased. God wants you to prosper and be in health. That's why he wants wants you to have discernment. He wants you to have that spiritual GPS so you don't make the wrong decisions. He said, I love you with an everlasting love. And God wants the best for you. So does your overseer. We want the best for you. We want the best. When you hurt, we hurt. When you have problems, it bothers us. When people do you wrong, it bothers us. Even if there's people in this church, it bothers us. Even if it's the person you married to, I fuss them out all through my house. I do. When I find out about it, I'm like, ooh. I wish I could be married to them for like about 2 minutes. Just give me 2 minutes with them. Just 2 minutes. That's all I need. I tell them, ooh. I could just switch places for 2 minutes. I fuss them out. Then I pray. I fuss them out first, though. Yeah, I do. Because we love y'all. We don't want to see nobody do you wrong. And if we feel like that, can you imagine how God feels about you? That's why I want to admonish you this morning. And my whole message is about making sure that you have discernment. You need to lift your hand and say, God, give me discernment. Give me divine discernment. Y'all talked about that in Sunday school? Wow. You need discernment. You need discernment so that when you walk on your job in the morning, when you walk in the door, okay, one of them kind of days. How are you the most shunted in your sector? Woo! Give you the most shunted. I bind the devil this morning. The devil is a lie. Oh, not today, devil. I bind it up in here. The devil is a lie. I will not be overcome today. Oh, no, 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 no. The devil is a lie. I'm going to rule in the midst of my enemy. In the name of Jesus, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. He increases people greatly and made them stronger than their enemy. I'm born to a conqueror. You drive up in the parking lot, you ought to have enough discernment to know, oh, the employees been getting together on me this weekend. Woo! Hey, glory to God, I feel something in the atmosphere. Somebody trying to get rid of my job. I'm going to go around this parking lot before I need to go in. Outside the work of the devil, you will not take my job from me. You have no authority to take nothing from me. Enough discernment in you. Oh, something feel funny around here. Oh no, the devil is a lie. Have enough discernment that when you're driving home after work, oh, they got the devil on them today. Woo! Oh, hey. When you come home, hey, what you doing? I ain't doing nothing. I'm driving straight to Kroger. About to pick up some flowers. I'm going to nip this in the bud right now. Oh, yeah. I see where it's going. First of all, I'm going to bind the devil. I bind this sometime this season of demon. Getting all mad. What's your problem? Here we go again. Now I'm not even getting on that level. Have enough discernment to know that this is a seasonal demon. I notice something every 3 or 4 days, every time you have a hard day at work, or every time them demons end up on your job, you come home and take it to me. Oh, here go, here, yes, Lord. Every time you talk to your mama, Spirit and that spirit been transferred. think you were carrying that baby. Some people carry spirits the same way. Don't even realize that they're impregnated. Cause a seed been put. People that impregnated them with a word. And spoke a word to them. And all of a sudden they carrying stuff. Some folk big and pregnant with stuff. And what you don't recognize sometimes. Woo! Wait a minute. What you don't recognize sometimes is when you come in their presence, they fully dilated. You think everything is all right? You coming home all happy? You never know she pregnant. She turned to the front and she looked like she's a whale. Don't tell her I said that. She delivered now. That's how some people in the spirit know discernment. They can't even see the people pregnant with the spirit. All they see, so they function on a natural level. Oh, no, you didn't just say that to me. I know you ain't acting like that. They don't realize spirit's been transferred into the household. That's why. Can't let everybody in my house. Some of y'all don't agree with that. Everybody can't come to my house. You ain't gonna drop off your waist. This ain't Waste Industries. Cocktail or wool shop. Oh, no, it ain't. This ain't Republic Waste. You don't dump your trash out over here. You ain't coming to my house. This ain't the dumping ground. You ain't coming up in here. We don't have that mess over here. We don't leave trash in my house. And you ain't coming to dump yours in here and go back home and we have to deal with your demons. So don't come up in here. We got a blood over the threshold. So don't bring your truck up in here. Ooh, oh, Lord, have mercy. Let me get through. It's not funny. Let me stop. You got to have discernment. Who you deal with? I only talk to everybody on the telephone. Yeah. Some people I have blocked. My Facebook account, I blocked them. I don't even know how to do it. I had to get breathing. Do this for me. No, I'm not even talking to you. Because it released spirits. Why? Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. Let me share you a big revelation. Everybody ain't for you.
That's right. That's right.
Look at somebody and tell them, everybody ain't for you. Let me tell you something there. Look at somebody else. Everybody don't love you. Everybody don't want to see you succeed. Sometimes you can tell how people feel about you when you tell them your testimony, and it's a good testimony. Look at their face. Man. That's so happy for you. Everybody ain't gonna be happy about your leap.
Amen. See it? That's right.
I gotta stop. But out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So everybody laughing in your face. I used to like the OJs years ago. The backstabbers, y'all remember that? Smile in your face all the time, trying to take your place. The backstab. Anthony said, don't go there, hold. Didn't want to say that little part, that's it. Everybody ain't for you. Some people want to replace you. Woo! Woo! They want to replace you, honey. Some people need to be replaced. what you got. That's why, let me tell you what the Bible says about you. Since you can't appreciate that, since you don't recognize you got a queen, since you don't recognize you got you a woman of God, since you don't recognize you got somebody who know how to cook, know how to clean, know how to give you some ice cream every now and then. That's how I'm going to give it to you every night with your life, because that's what can satisfy your life. But I said it one more time. Let me tell you one more time. You come up here and do like them. Since you don't know how to appreciate your queen, since you don't know how to appreciate that giving you some ice cream every now and again, since you don't understand that you ain't got to get it every night, because it can't satisfy your lust.
Yeah.